Dip netters from across the state are crowding onto the north and south beaches at the mouth of the Kenai River, hoping to fill coolers with sockeye salmon. APRN's Annie Fite was on her own salmon mission last week and brought back this story with her fish.
Chad Preston is standing chest deep in frigid ocean water. He's fighting a swift current as he holds onto his dip net. Preston's been in the water all day, and he's not smiling.
Well, I'm trying. So far, I only caught one fish, and I'm disappointed right now.
Preston at least has one thing going for him. The water is not as crowded as it usually is. Most people are waiting out the slow period on the beach. Novena Richest is sitting in the breezy sun with a group of friends. She opens up her cooler to show off the seven fish she's caught so far. The biggest one is resting on top.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. That's a beautiful fish.
It is, actually, the top one. That was my last one.
Riches started dip netting 10 years ago to feed her family. Now she does it for another reason, because she loves it.
It's when that fish hit that net and you pull it out, it's a special feeling that no one can describe.
Try to describe it.
It just makes you feel so good that, you know, yes, I got it. It's just so exciting. I just love fishing. That's something that I love. Fun.
The crowds on the Kenai are not for everyone. When the fishing is hot, dip netters are standing shoulder to shoulder in the water. Walking on the beach requires stepping over nets, sleds, and other gear. But it's not hard to find people who love the carnival-like scene, like Monica Workman.
This is truly the Alaskan experience. And, you know, we own a boat, and people think we're crazy because they're like, why don't you just take your boat out? And we're like, no way, because this is the whole experience of just being on the beach, the water, the people, the sun, well, when it's out. And it's just a really neat experience.
Workman is dip netting with her husband and two kids. She says they all have a job to do. Her husband catches the fish, her son bonks them, her daughter slices the gills, and Workman guts them. This is their fifth year dip netting. Year one, she says, things were not quite so streamlined.
We didn't even pack water. We had a little net. My husband had hip waders. I mean, not hip waders, but yeah, hip waders, the ones that come up here. And I didn't have a knife, a cooler, nothing. We're like, well, let's just see what it's like. And people are so nice out here. There was a lady who lent me everything. She gave me a knife. She told me how to gut it and everything.
Now the workmen's are the experts, passing their knowledge along to their friend Robert Carter, who's in his 70s, but dip netting for the first time. It hasn't been an easy initiation. Carter has patiently held his net in the water for most of the day without catching a single fish. And then, finally, success.
Hold up before you lose it.
He drags the net onto the beach to inspect his catch.
He's a monster.
He's tangled up.
He's huge.
Carter holds his dip net in one hand and his fish in the other and poses for a celebratory picture.
I want a fancy picture.
That's right.
Happy fisherman! Oh, it's unbelievable!
And with that, Carter is back in the water, going for that second fish. On the Kenai Beach, I'm Annie Fite.